What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear Walla Walla? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Walla Walla is a farming community that produces a wide variety of fruits and vegetables, including the famous Walla Walla sweet onion. You can also find superb wine production at the many vineyards and winemakers across the land. My reason for visiting Walla Walla was to satisfy my interest in collaborative water programs that I had heard were successful within the southern region of Washington State. Kathy Schaefer, Executive Director of the Walla Walla Watershed Management Partnership, graciously sat down with me and shared her experiences in solving community water-related issues. It was interesting that the community concerns in Walla Walla were very similar to other parts of the western U.S.
The existing water laws and the way that water was managed here was not really going to be sustainable into the future. As it is, the water laws really don't encourage conservation, but oftentimes can move people to maybe using their full water, right, so that they don't lose it, that relinquishment statute. And it also doesn't really allow for people to flexibly move their water and use it in different ways. This progressive nature of the people were stymied in a lot of ways by the way the policies and the laws were constructed. So we recognized that, and we built on the science and the collaborative effort that had been developed, and we recognized that our need here was for a new form of governance structure related to water management. So as we studied that for a couple of years and brought forth all of the different stakeholder perspectives, we were able to take to the Washington State Legislature in 2009 a bill to pilot local management in the Walla Walla Basin. It's unique because it's a 10-year pilot and it's only happening here. And it really, as I mentioned, required that some of the foundational steps be in place. There needed to be an in-stream flow rule and an adjudicated basin. There needed to be cooperation with the tribes and local governments. And it needed to be practiced in a way that identified solutions in these fish critical areas.
The program was named the Walla Walla Watershed Management Partnership. From the beginning, there was a great deal of support for the concept of this project. Even the governor of Washington visited the area several times. One of these times was to celebrate the return of the salmon to the Walla Walla River Basin. This hadn't occurred in nearly 100 years.
Flow from flexibility is the phrase that we've used, and it's really looking at this new way of trying to get flow in stream and trading instead of money. Trading flexibility to the water right holders. So being able to spread your water rights and use it on broader acreage, or using it for a different use, maybe from an agricultural use to a vineyard or an industrial use, a winery for producing the wine, things like that have to go through a very onerous, difficult, and sometimes uncertain process with the State Department of Ecology through their regular channels. But with the partnership, we have the ability to work with ecology, come up with some good broad-based decisions that can be supported by everyone at the table, and then implement them, get them on the ground quickly.
Standing back and looking at the growing success of the program, it becomes obvious that the Watershed Management Partnership goes way beyond using new tools. It's created an opportunity for the community to prosper within the existing natural landscape and through renewed business opportunities.
Well, I think when we developed our vision, and when anyone develops a vision, you're at risk of shooting too low and not necessarily being able to see what success really looks like. I think in this basin, we recognized at that point that it was more than just restoring salmon and these endangered species, and it was more than just maintaining the local economy of agriculture and community development, but it was actually seeking a level of success that would see flourishing returns. Particularly for the tribes, they're looking to restore salmon to this basin after an absence of 100 plus years. That would not just return and spawn and have an active population, but a harvestable population. It's an important part of their culture and spiritual life to actually partake of the fish that they're restoring. So that was why it was really special a year ago when the governor came and we all shared for the first time for all the tribal members that were there as well in the salmon that had come from the Walla Walla River. For those that look at the agricultural economy here, and because the Walla Walla area is really the very beginnings of the state of Washington, some of the earliest settlers that came west settled in this area, they're looking at the future and they're looking at their agricultural practices, and they want to see things progress in the same way. They're not going to shoot for just sustaining and maintaining the level of production, but they're looking at opportunities to expand into new crops using new technology. And what's interesting is when you start cross-connecting issues like water and energy conservation, there really is a lot of capacity and potential here.
The community of Walla Walla is a great example of a region's ability to solve their own problems through building a capacity to be more adaptable, collaborative, and resourceful. In this case, an important contributor was the state of Washington. They were willing to allow this little corner of Washington to solve their local water problems by applying actions that are not commonly used. If anyone asks if you heard of Walla Walla, you can now say yes. Walla Walla is where real change is happening because the people are willing to get involved and work together. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.